It's On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. Atlanta's homeless youth population is growing, and nationwide, more than 1 million children and teens now live on the streets. New research from Georgia State indicates a number of our hurdles. These young people face a number of hurdles, and often they get those include untreated mental health conditions and a lack of a support network. With me to discuss this is Anna LaBoy, a research associate at Georgia State University. Hi, Anna.
Hi.
And also Brandon Attell, research associate at the Georgia Health Policy Center. Hi, Brandon.
Good morning, Celeste.
So, Anna, let's start with what we know about why there's an increase in the number of teens and preteens who are now living on the streets.
So there's a lot of different reasons that youth are homeless. So that includes something from financial reasons, right? Something could have happened with their parents. They could get out of situations where they have family problems. We do have mental health and addiction issues, of course. For LGBT youth in specific, it's more likely that they're being kicked out of their homes for their LGBT status. And we do see an uptick in this particular region, especially in the South, with LGBT youth. In our study, we found significantly more LGBT youth than we were expecting. So it was a higher percentage of LGBT youth than from the population.
Well, let's hear from one of them. Timothy Kako lives on the streets of New York as a teenager. That went on for 7 years. And she's describing why it is harder when you're homeless and gay.
When you're gay and homeless and it's obvious that you're a part of the LGBT community, you get discriminated on hard. It's scary. It took a very big toll on me emotionally. I never got like full hours of rest. I would doze off, wake up, check my surroundings, doze off, and it was just constant.
So Brandon, why are so many homeless young people coming to Atlanta? Because many of the homeless young teens and preteens that are here are not from this area. Why are they coming here?
I think based on the people that we talked to a couple of summers ago, there are a few reasons. I think Atlanta is seen for a lot of people as somewhat of the Mecca of the South. If you think about people who are on the streets, there's also some climate issues, right? Atlanta is typically a little bit warmer than other major areas in the country. But there is also a big industry that's booming in Atlanta. So there are kind of flexible jobs that people can take up in the film industry that's booming in Atlanta. And there's also a lot of the youth that we spoke with saw Atlanta as a city of opportunity, especially a lot of them wanted to go into careers in music and film and things like that. And they saw Atlanta, there was this overwhelming perception that Atlanta, there was a lot of opportunity. And interestingly, there was also a pretty high perception that Atlanta was a city that had a lot of resources for homeless individuals.
But as it ends up, Anna, just being homeless means that these kids are even in more danger. I mean, Atlanta is a bad place for sex trafficking, but there's other issues as well. Through your research, you discover that they're lacking a number of important things that might help them get off the streets. What are they lacking?
So we're lacking a lot of youth-specific resources. So one issue that we have is all federal funding for homeless services come from the annual point-in-time count that is done on every odd-numbered year, so 2015, 2017, and youth are systematically undercounted in that. And so
why?
Because youth are more transient, so they're more likely to move. They're more likely to be homeless in ways that we don't think of homelessness. They're in hotel motels. They may be couch surfing. They're usually not with the adult population. If you think of yourself between 14 and 25, do you want to hang out with a 45-year-old?
Nope.
Probably not. And so they're harder to count because they're more transient, because they're more hidden, and because of the low numbers, that's also why we have low funding for youth services in general.
So, and there's a particular problem in Atlanta. Here's Rick Westbrook. He's the executive director of Lost and Found, and he says it's bad in this city because we've closed down so many shelters. We talked to him about the shuttering of the Peachtree Pine shelter earlier this year.
To close Peachtree and Pine before something's actually in place is ludicrous. I mean, let's be honest. Where are these people going to go? They're literally lined up on the streets right now. Peachtree and Pine was not the most effective solution. It was run very poorly for several years. But that's the one place you knew you could go that you could get some type of service.
And Brandon, if Anna is saying that we undercount youth that are homeless and we're closing down shelters, what needs to happen? What are we needing to provide to homeless teens to make sure they don't become homeless adults?
So part of that in Atlanta is we have housing challenges. So we have a lack of affordable housing throughout the city. And I mean, I think most people agree with this. If you drive around the city, you see developments that are going up. So if you think about homelessness as at a very raw, basic level as a lack of a house, there's not places for people to affordably be able to stay. So that's one thing, is that we definitely need affordable housing to be addressed throughout the city. But there is also, I think, just more supports as a safety net in general. As Rick was mentioning, it's kind of like, where are these people going to go? Is there a capacity for people to, if there's this major shelter in Atlanta that's been shut down, are they going to stay on the streets, or is there a capacity throughout other kind of safety net shelters throughout the city for them to take those youth in?
And what's the difference? I mean, do shelters take in both adults and kids? How do you keep homeless teens safe if they're in the same place with the adults?
So it depends on the shelter. So some shelters will take in youth specific, so they'll have a specific age range. Some shelters will only take in adults, or they'll take in people of a certain age. So it all depends on their funding specifically and what population they serve.
And in this research, you're looking specifically at the kind of support that they're missing. Does it matter how long a teenager or preteen, a kid, is on the street in terms of what kind of resources they have?
Mm-hmm. So youth who are on the street for longer periods of time, of course, are going to have lower social support networks because they're further along from their social support, right? So if you're on the street, you're less likely to be talking to your family. And so we do want to capture teens early, or youth early, in order to get them off the street and to get them into something that's more sustainably housed.
And in the minute and a half that we have left, Brandon, is this a chicken and egg scenario? Which comes first, the support resources or the shelters?
Oh, that's a tough one. I think you have to have both, right? The support thing is interesting because what the body of literature shows is that actually when youth in general, or youth specifically, become homeless, they actually regenerate their social support networks. So the people that they were once in contact with, their family, maybe their friends that they were going to school with, having class with, those people tend to not be as strong of a presence in their life anymore, and they're actually regenerating these networks out on the street. I think that you have to have interaction across multiple systems to kind of reap the most benefit mm-hmm. of the potential of getting out of that situation, getting into a really strong housing situation where you're off the streets. And so I think that you have to have this, you get benefits from both. So there are going to be things from social support networks, the various types of social support you can get that will help out with these other kind of housing, shelters, and things like that. So I think that you need both.
That is Brandon Attell. He's a research associate at the Georgia Health Policy Center, and Anna LaBoy is a research associate at Georgia State University. Thanks so much to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.